Welcome to Hope's Garden Prayer Podcast, where we pray together in the garden of our hearts with Christ the Bridegroom, Mary, Mystical Rose of God, and the entire communion of saints. May these prayers inspire, encourage, and nourish your garden heart.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Opening prayers. Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words which I command you this day shall be upon your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Jesus, our bridegroom, as the sun sets and darkness falls upon us again, please be our light, the light within that shines always. May your light radiate forth from us into the darkness of this world so as to guide others into the fullness of your light, the beauty of your face. Be the light illuminating our minds, our hearts, and our paths, so we may never lose sight of you and the freedom and joy you have already given to us. Your light, Jesus, is the source of hope that dispels all darkness and reveals the truth of your love and mercy. In your light is where we want to stay. Amen. Our Lady of the New Dawn, Mother Most Pure, Bearer of the Light, pray for us. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, everywhere present and filling all things, Treasury of Blessings and Giver of Life, come and dwell within us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O Gracious One. Holy God, Holy and Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy and Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy and Mighty, Holy and Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us of our sins. Master, forgive our transgressions. Holy One, come to us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. Amen. Option A, examination of conscience. Invitatory. Come, let us adore the King, our God. Come, let us adore Christ, the King and our God. Come, let us adore and bow down to the only Lord, Jesus Christ, the King and our God. The Song of Songs, The Bride. I sleep, but my heart is awake. I hear my beloved knocking. Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is covered with dew, my locks with the drops of night. I have taken off my tunic. Am I to put it on again? I have washed my feet. Am I to dirty them again? My beloved thrust his hand through the hole in the door. I trembled to the core of my being. Then I rose to open to my beloved.
Myrrh ran off my hands, pure myrrh off my fingers, onto the handle of the bolt. I opened to my beloved, but he had turned his back and gone. My soul failed at his flight. I sought him, but did not find him. I called to him, but he did not answer. When today did you hear the bridegroom's knock at your heart's door and refuse to respond? When today did you choose selfishness, laziness, indifference, or unwillingness over selflessness, diligence, respect, or willingness in your relationships with others and with Jesus? Were you faithful to love in your thoughts, your words, your deeds, and your intentions? Or did you choose to wander after false loves? Were there any moments today when you did unhesitatingly open the door of your heart to the bridegroom at his knocking, or invite him in of your own desiring? My beloved Jesus, your name is an oil poured out. You are my joy and my gladness, and your love is to be praised above wine. You are all good and deserving of all my love. How right it is to love you. Forgive me, Lord, for the moments when I made excuses to not open the door of my heart to you, for the words, thoughts, deeds, and intentions that betrayed our love and offended your heart or the hearts of those you entrusted to me. I place my trust and hope in your merciful love, and leaving all my infidelities of this day in your loving hands, I renew my promise to be faithful to you in all I think, say, and do, to submit to your holy will, and to live our love from this moment on. Amen. Concluding prayers. The Song of Songs. The chorus. Who is this, arising like the dawn, fair as the moon, resplendent as the sun, terrible as an army with banners? Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. The Father is my hope, the Son is my refuge, and the Holy Spirit is my protection. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. From St. John of the Cross's spiritual canticle, The Bridegroom. Light-winged birds, lions, fawns, bounding does, mountains, valleys, strands, waters, winds, heat, and the terrors that keep watch by night. By the soft lyres and the siren strains, I adjure you, let your fury cease, and touch not the wall, that the bride may sleep in greater security. The bride has entered the pleasant and desirable garden, and there reposes to her heart's content, her neck reclining on the sweet arms of the beloved. My perfect Adam, Jesus, bridegroom of my soul, stand guard over me and our home this night. With your strong right arm, defend me from all the terrors of the night, while your left arm of tenderness holds my head, and I repose to my heart's content. Good night, beloved Lord of my life and lover of my soul. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let Jesus love you into full bloom. Together let us be one.